On the first part of our morning show today, we're going to talk about a game. We're going to introduce you to Coob. Maybe you're not totally familiar with it. We're going to kind of get you up to speed on that. Later on, we'll talk about the upcoming car show for the Richland Center Lions and some of their activities as well. But joining us on the first part of the morning show today, Linda Wallace and Heather Galloy, who are going to introduce us to Coob. Well, good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having us.
Oh, great to have you on here. Well, I'll start with you, Heather, because you're the one that kind of learned about this game in your area of Eau Claire. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I live in Eau Claire and lived there for 28 years now. But in 2007, a new tournament came to Eau Claire and a family moved into town, Eric and Aaron Anderson, who are fantastic people. Their youngest daughter and our youngest daughter are the same age. So in elementary school, they would kind of hang out together and after school, and you know, they were good friends. And so we got to know Eric and Aaron and discovered this game Coob, and we had never heard of it. We thought, what is going on? And so Eau Claire has really expanded to, they're now the national championship headquarters, and they are the North American Coob capital of the world, you know, so it's a pretty awesome thing. And it's a really simple yard game, and anybody can play. And so our kids played it, and we started playing it, and it's really a neat thing in Eau Claire happening.
I was just vaguely familiar with it. My kids had played it at an outing we had a few years ago, so I knew of it. I've not played it before, but it seems like it's a game for all ages, Heather.
Absolutely. So anybody, you know, old enough to walk around and all the way up to 100 years old, right? I mean, or older. Anybody can play.
Right. So how did you sell your mother on this? Because she's all fired up about Coob.
You know, it takes a lot to get Linda fired up. I'm telling you, here's what I'll say. You know, my brother had a radio show for about 3 years. He tried for 3 years to get her on his show, and she refused. Now, you get this game going, and she starts talking to you, and she's on the she's on the radio.
Bam. Bam. Well, Linda, I am honored that you went on my show and didn't go on Todd's.
So we had brought the game with us camping. We go camping every year. And we said, hey, let's show Grandma how to do this. And she thought it was pretty cool. So here we are.
There you are, Linda. So what sold you on the game? Why do you like it so much?
Because I can play it.
That's a good answer.
I can walk. I can bend over and pick something up off the ground. And I can throw. Not that I can hit the coops over very well, but I can still be part of it and enjoy it and get a lot of laughing in between at ourselves and at each other. And it gets some exercise outside, put down the phones, and the technology is gone. And what I like is you can play it with two people or you can play it with 12 people. So no matter if you have another friend, you can play it. If you've got a large family, you can play it. And you don't need much. I mean, the Coob game is pretty simple. And the regulation field, I believe, is 26 feet by 16 feet wide. But you can shorten that and narrow it if your yard isn't big enough to do that or if you don't feel like you can throw that far.
Sure. And you're bringing it to Richland Center at Thunderfest. Where did you get the light bulb? When did that come on to think about that?
Well, I went down and talked to Jody at Parks and Rec and showed her the game and said, I think this is a good thing. Even you could do for summer activities here with the kids and teach them how to do this. And Jody said, would you like to set up at Thunderfest? I said, that would be perfect. So she said, we could use the area over by the tennis courts and
there's horseshoes.
Yes,
there,
horseshoe area there. And so we'll set up over there, and about 1:30 on Thunderfest on the 27th, and we'll have a demonstration, and people can come and see how to play. It's very simple, and then they can take part and start playing the game and try it out and see if they like it. And the nice thing about it is Jody had someone that gave a set already to the Park and Rec. So if you like it and you want to do more of it, you can check it out there at the Park and Rec and try it yourself with your own family or whatever. But we will be down there doing that, and then we will again at 2:45, is I believe, and we'll demonstrate it again at 2:45, and then we'll let people play until 4 o'clock, and we can we'll have two sets there, so we can have 24 people playing.
Fun.
So yes, please come and see it and join us and give it a try.
Heather, you've brought along some visual aids to the radio, but tell us what you have there.
Well, the main pieces that we have the baton, and then we have the actual cube block that you're throwing the baton to try and hit. And the goal is you want to hear that sound an awful lot.
Oh. So what happens if you hit the cube then?
So when you hit the cube over, then the other team has to toss this one back across. And then it's a little bit of a chess game back and forth. And I know Eric can explain it much more clearly than I can. But yeah, and then the last piece is the king that sits in the middle. So he's kind of the eight ball of the game. Of at the end, you have to knock the king over to win the game. So, and if you hit it before that, then you lose.
Right. We'll get Eric on the line in just a little bit to explain that more. But it sounds like a little bit like, pool. You know, you don't want to hit the king too early, but it sounds like chess as well a little bit. This game is really an old game, isn't it, Heather?
It is a very old game from Sweden. And originally it was considered a Viking chess game. And the pieces that the Vikings used were skulls and femurs. So we've updated to just wooden blocks. No remains or bones are used.
Yeah. Don't scare anybody off.
But so it is. It's an old game that the Vikings played and has continued to grow.
Indeed. And it's right now, you know, and I know you're a teacher. It's in the Eau Claire school system, isn't it?
So, yeah. So Eric does a really great job in the community. And there are other people on their board for the national championship board. But he'll go through the university in Eau Claire. He's gone through the school district. He came and did for the teacher's professional development day years ago, came and set up the soccer field full of cube pitches and taught all the teachers how to play. And the kids, you know, we have cube club at the high schools. So everybody is involved, and the teams that participate in the national championship are from novice to professionals. And they really are looking for all of those levels to play. So if anybody's interested, look up the national championship is in July. So.
And it's spelled K-U-B-B, by the way, if you're looking to
correct
Google it or whatever.
Right.
Eric is a humble guy and didn't say a lot about himself, but he's had some honors. Recently, he was in Washington, D.C., was he not?
He was in Washington, D.C. They took Coob to the mall right outside the Washington Monument and on the yard there and played. He was able to meet the ambassador from Sweden and get pictures with them and work with the embassy there and really, again, he just spreads joy with this game and shows people how to play it. So there they were right outside the Washington Monument setting up Coob, playing and getting honors and recognition there.
Wonderful. It's he's almost single-handedly kind of making it something going on here in the U.S. And here in Richland Center, Linda's kind of making you putting it on the map as well. So in terms of next Saturday, week from Saturday, Thunderfest, you just hope to see people come out, and even if they just want to watch and see what it's all about, right?
I do. And when I saw this game, my vision for it was, why not have the church leagues start a league of this? Or it could be, you know, we've got the walk around the world with grace and promoting healthy activity. There was a wellness program at the hospital that I took part in, talking about food and being healthier. And then we've got the Partners for Prevention with the youth and trying to give them opportunities of things to do. And also the pickleball is huge now, and a lot of people get up in the morning and go play pickleball. And I thought, we need to get Coob started in Richland Center. I really believe it could take off and be another huge thing of activity with the Park and Rec, with the Church League, with even an activity that you can raise money for Grace, and all these different things. And I just thought, oh, this would be really a nice thing to get started in Richland Center. So I really hope that people come out and give it a try on the 27th.
I've appointed you commissioner, Linda, so you can get it going, right?
Well, I would like to do that, yes.
And you practice in your yard, right?
Well, yes. And Dr. May came over and asked what we were doing, and he liked it. And so I figure if a doctor is approving of it, then it must be good.
Doctor approved. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Coob. Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. I hope a lot of people will come out. Heather, anything you want to add today?
No, again, just it's for everyone. And so it's a really great family activity to get all the family involved. And like Mom said, it's a chance to put down technology and get outside and get some fresh air. And it's a fun activity for everybody.
Well, I can't wait to check it out myself. Linda, anything else that you'd like to add today?
I just hope that it catches on and that people will be willing to come over and watch us. I know there's a lot of activities going on and a lot of good shows and things going on, but just come over for a little while and see it. And, you know, nowadays most people have to order things online to get these things, but it is well-invested money to get a group of people, and it's a lot of laughing. So it's good for the soul.
Absolutely, and it's something that's going to last, too. It's not going to break. It's
right.
Well-made stuff. So we'll hear more about that coming up with Eric as well. But like everything at Thunderfest, it's free of charge, so people can just kind of walk around and
absolutely
take notes. Sure. Yeah.
And take part and play.
Yeah, we'll hope so, yeah. Yes. I'll have to learn more about it so I can do play-by-play. On the radio.
The broadcasting.
Broadcast it. Yeah. That'd be fun. Thanks, ladies. It's been a fun time here having you on the morning show.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
You bet. Linda Wallace and Heather Galloy joining us on the first part of the show. Our guest is Eric Anderson joining us by phone to learn more about the game of Coob. Well, Eric, good morning. Good to have you on the air with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Tell us about your history with this game.
Yeah, I learned the game originally in 2002. My wife and I went and visited Sweden, learned to play once or twice from some friends that were there. Didn't play it again until I moved to Sweden in 2005. I was there for 1 year for a graduate program and learned the game a lot more there, played it a few times, just absolutely fell in love with it. When we moved back to the States in 2006, my dad had gone online, found a place to buy a Coob set, and had a Coob set waiting for us when we moved back to the U.S. in 2006. And then we moved to Helena, Montana, lived out there for 6 months, played it with some friends, met some people out there, then moved to Eau Claire, sight unseen, I think it was January of 2007, and had one Coob set, didn't have a car, didn't have a place to live, didn't have anything, but we had one Coob set, and the rest is history. I mean, we decided to start a tournament here in Eau Claire, and come to find out that was the first ever tournament in the U.S. and it was the U.S. championship, and it grew more and more, and now Eau Claire is the Coob capital of North America, has the largest weekly Coob league. This year is our 19th year hosting the U.S. championship, and it's been a big team event now, man. There's so many people in Eau Claire that love the game and participate and volunteer and help out.
I had vaguely heard about it. I was at a function where people were playing it one time, so I was aware of it. Other people, I think, are discovering it along the way. Does it date back to the Viking Age? Is that true?
I don't think it's true. That's kind of like the sales pitch, I think. The nickname for the game is Viking Chess. What we do know is it dates back to at least the 1920s on the Swedish island of Gotland out in the Baltic Sea. So the first reference of the game is in the sport book on this, from this island out in the Baltic Sea. And that's where the World Championship is hosted every year. So the game originates from that island out in the Baltic, in Sweden.
Tell us about the game, kind of give us a rough outline of how it works.
Yeah, so there's two teams. What's the great thing about Coob is you don't need an even number of players. It can be one against two, two against three, three against three. You know, the U.S. Championship, you have to have at least three people on a team. So there's teams on each side in the Coob field. A Coob pitch measures 5 meters by 8 meters. So the 8 meters is the length of the pitch. There's two teams, and each side has four Coobs. Those are the blocks of wood. There's a larger wooden piece in the middle. That's the king. And then there's six throwing batons. So the team on, let's say, the first team, they'll throw all of their batons, try and knock over the Coobs on their opponent's baseline. Whichever ones they knock over, that team will then throw them into the other half of the Coob field or Coob pitch. And then those get put up vertically. And now that team has to knock over those Coobs that are in the field. We call them field Coobs, before they can knock over the ones on their opponent's baseline. So it goes back and forth, and as you knock over more Coobs come in play, you have to throw them over. As there's more Coobs in play, there's more strategy, there's more skill involved. Once you've eliminated all the Coobs on your opponent's side, and sometimes that might take two turns, sometimes that might take 12 turns, then you can go for the king and try to knock the king over, and that's how you win. If you knock the king over during the game, before that, he's like the eight ball in pool, you lose that way. But so that's the premise of the game, is throwing these wooden batons or sticks at these wooden blocks. And there's different skills and strategies of how to throw the Coobs, how to throw the batons, which makes it a lot of fun.
So it sounds like people of all ages, all abilities, can play this game pretty well, can't they, Eric?
100%. 100%. We, in addition to hosting the U.S. Championship, the day before that on Friday, we host Kid Coob. And that's the only kid-only tournament in the world. And that's for players going into eighth grade and younger. We've had kids play in that as young as 5 years old. We've had people play in the championship that are like 6 or 7 years old. What's the great thing about the game, too, is that you can reduce the size of the Coob pitch. So, for the tournament, it's 8 meters. For Kid Coob, it's 7 meters. But when we go out and do learn-to-play events, we were just in the city of Augusta up here by Eau Claire. We did a learn-to-play event for this men's group there at the Senior Center. And, we shrink it down to six and a half meters, and we do that at all of our learn-to-play events. So it's a great game. It's intergenerational. That's one of the things I love about it, is that I've played with my dad, I've played with my stepdad, I've played with my daughters. It's just a great game to interact with other people, and it's a great game that all ages, all skill levels can play.
How can people get a hold of the game? Is it easy to find online?
It is easy to find online, and beware of that. So if you go online, you go on the big websites and you search for it, you're going to find a lot of Coob sets that say official tournament quality, championship quality, might even have our logo on there. And a lot of those sets are smaller than the official size. And if they're smaller, the game's a lot more challenging. It's challenging as it is. I mean, that's what makes it fun. There's strategy and skill in that involved. But if you go online, I would really recommend going to our website, usacoob.org. And we have like two or three sponsors on there that do sell Coob sets. And they have all the official sizes. If you go on kind of those, mainstream places to buy Coob sets, you're probably going to end up buying one that's a lot smaller in size. And it's just not nearly as fun.
So it's introduced in the Eau Claire area. Do you have a lot of people playing in their backyards in your area now as a result?
It's like when I first moved here, and after about 4 or 5 years, if I saw somebody playing, I would say, man, how'd you learn about the game? Or when did you learn about it? Who taught you? Because I was very curious. And now if I see somebody playing, it's like seeing somebody out grilling. You know what I mean? Like it's just common. So it's in all the schools here in Eau Claire. my dad, he gave us that first Coupe set. He passed away in 2013. We created a program in his name, Steve Anderson Coupe Set Program, and we've donated over 150 Coupe sets since 2013. A lot of them are here in Eau Claire at all the schools, but it's also coast to coast. We've donated them overseas, our military bases overseas as well. So it's a big, like I said, Eau Claire is home to the largest weekly Coupe League in the world. So we have about 40 teams in the spring and fall. And then in the winter, we play indoors in a dome with sand volleyball courts. There's usually about 24 teams with that. So it's everywhere. The city council in 2011 passed a resolution that we're officially the Coupe capital of North America. Eau Claire is Coupe City. But our goal is to spread it around the state. You know, I mean, like almost half the tournaments in America are in Wisconsin, another quarter probably in Minnesota. So it really is like an upper Midwest game.
What is more popular in Eau Claire, Coupe or pickleball?
I'm going to say Coupe. maybe the pickleball folks will disagree with me, but I'm going to say Coupe. I doubt pickleball is, maybe pickleball is in all the schools and that. Maybe, I'm not sure, but I think in Eau Claire, I think it's Coupe. That's a good question.
When do you have this tournament, the championship in Eau Claire?
Yep. So this year, the U.S. championship is July 11th and 12th. So we have 144 teams playing. So registration filled up in 15 hours this year. So it filled up all on the first day. So we have 144 teams coming, players coming from 25 plus states, including one of the top players in Europe coming from Belgium. And then the final 16 teams come on Sunday. They come back. And then so we play group play again. And then we have semifinals and final. So it's the 11th and 12th. And then, like I said, Kid Coupe is Friday, July 10th. And that's open to all kids. We've had families come up just for Kid Coupe because their kids want to do it. We've had people come up from Kansas. We have teams coming from Minnesota. So it's not just local teams for Kid Coupe. It's teams from all over.
I had no idea it was that big. Are you excited? Now we're going to be seeing a demo here in Richland Center. Are you excited about that opportunity next weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of our goals as an organization is to really spread that throughout different communities in Wisconsin. And I think as people hear about the U.S. Championship and Coupe in general, there's a lot of other great clubs in the state. We just had the documentary Kings of Coupe come out about a month and a half ago, which followed four or five players over two years trying to win the U.S. Championship. And it's kind of a human story, a people story. It's a great, great documentary. A lot of people, Coupe got a lot of traction from that. And people are like, man, we need to have a league or some sort of organized something in our community. So what's happening there is awesome. We're super supportive of it, super excited about it. And yeah, absolutely.
How do you train for this stuff? What goes into that?
Yeah, it depends on the player. So I would say half the teams probably are there just to have a good time at the U.S. Championship. You know what I mean? It's just a good time. They're out there for the day. They're enjoying it. And their half are pretty serious. And some people practice every day for the whole year. Some people play a little bit here and there in league. And then like the 2 or 3 weeks before the championship really put in a lot of time, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 hours a day. So a lot of it, like when you throw the Coupes, there's a lot of strategy in how you throw the Coupes, where you throw them on the field for the other team to put them vertical. And then to throw the batons, there's a wide assortment of different training techniques that people use in regards to trying to get the same rotation every time, working on their aim, working on their trajectory, because where we play, it's often pretty windy, so they try to keep their baton lower when they're throwing the batons at the Coupes. So there's a whole host of ways that some people that I know, me, I have like a little place in my basement where I have like a rubber mat up against the wall and I can get down there and throw and throw against that. So people have a wide range of things that they can do to practice and get ready for it.
You haven't knocked out many lights, have you, Eric?
Nope, and that's a great way to keep your baton low is when you have a low ceiling.
I bet. Well, it's been so cool to have you on, Eric. We wish you well with the upcoming USA Tournament. Great for people here in Southwest Wisconsin to hear about it. And I know they're looking forward to a demo coming up a week from Saturday. So thank you very much.
Super excited about that. Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
You bet. Eric Anderson joining us from Eau Claire talking about COOB on today's morning show.